let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, joined by Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. And Kathy, it's hard to believe we're already talking about Labor Day weekend and also the end of summer, which means it's time to start looking at how to make sure your home is safe and prepared for the upcoming fall months. Good morning.
Good morning. It is hard to believe it's the end of summer. It was a great summer and things kind of lightened up a little bit with people traveling. But yes, we are at the end of summer. Might be a little hard to believe today and tomorrow. We're hitting high 80s today. It sounds like 90s tomorrow. Still have some hot weather. And what we have to remember with that hot weather is there is, you know, in our community, always that risk of fire. So a great time as we close out summer for all of us to look around our homes, look around where we live, do some mitigation work, do some planning, be kind of thinking about some ways that we can clean up as we leave summertime.
Exactly. And of course, there's a lot to think of cleaning up, but then again, a lot to be prepared because we know fall means the leaves will be falling and it'll be that much more cleanup effort. So if you get that early cleanup done, it'll just make it easier when we get into the depth of the fall months.
Yeah, cutting back on those branches that might be, you know, hanging over the house or too close to the house. You mentioned leaves. If you already have stuff on the ground, pine needles and leaves and mulch that's, you know, needs to go, get ready. Be getting ready for winter. And certainly if there's a buildup around those vents, our furnaces are going to start coming back on. That's hard to believe. But just having a nice, clean area, that includes trash. There's some really great tips on the Colorado Springs Fire Department website about some mitigation techniques that can really help your home to make it be a little bit more fire safe. And then just a discussion with your family that, you know, we do live in a risk for wildfire, in particular if you live in the WUI, which is the Wildland Urban Interface, to have a plan, be prepared, not only cleaning your area and mitigating your area, but talking with your family. Where are we going to meet if we have an evacuation need? What phone number are we going to call if our cell phones are out of commission? Someplace outside of the neighborhood that you're going to meet. Work with your neighbors. If you have kids that are home that maybe don't drive, what's the plan for evacuating them? Things, if you have the time, this is only if you have a little bit of pre-warning, that need to come with you. Maybe medications, your prescriptions, eyeglasses. Just kind of a little bit of forethought goes a long, long way.
And of course, you know, we've mentioned it so often here that really there's no set fire season now. So yeah, those warnings definitely pertinent because we could still see a lot of fire activity into the fall and winter months, even though we may not assume so due to the temperature change.
That is exactly right. We are asked all the time, well, when's the biggest fire risk season? We've had significant fires every month throughout the year. No surprise to anyone. It's a very, very dry climate. So we need to always be prepared. I love living here. I wouldn't live anywhere else. But we have to realize that there is a higher risk here. Just a reminder to people, when we have these nice hot temperatures and even when we get some rain, all that beautiful growth, it will dry up. And then it's a lot of fuel, a big fuel load that we have. So we always have to be cognizant of that. A reminder to everyone, if you are a smoker, please be so careful how you dispose of your cigarettes. Tossing them out the window, absolutely not. That's selfish. That causes fires, and we just can't have that. And a reminder, it's not just now. There's no smoking in any city parks or open spaces in the city. You see cigarette butts all the time. People don't know that, but our city parks are off limits for smoking.
Exactly. And quickly shifting gears, there's a big event coming up, not this weekend, but next. It's an annual tradition, and this time taking place on September 11th as well. We're gearing up for the Guns and Hoses event. It'll be a great charity kind of rivalry game pitted between the Springs Fire and Springs Police Department.
Yes, thanks for mentioning that. The Guns and Hoses match on Saturday the 11th, it will follow the Switchbats game on 9/11, and it will, of course, honor police, fire, first responders. A portion of those tickets costs will go to the fallen officers, police and fire, and this is going to be a lot of fun. So go onto the website, Switchbacks, or look that up and get your tickets now for the 9/11 event.
Exactly, and I know, Kathy, it is all a great event. It's just going to be fun and to help raise money for a much-needed charity, but do you want to put a little bit of a wager as far as who you think might come out victorious for that match?
Oh, it's going to be the firefighters, of course.
All right.
Victorious in that match. That's a given.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kathy Hook with the Springs Fire Department, for all that information. And again, don't miss out on the Guns and Hoses event next Friday, coming up on the 11th, following the Switchbacks matchup. And of course, we'll of course talk much more about that as we get closer to that game as well. Kathy, thanks for your time as always. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Have a great week.